And the two worlds, I totally concur, Virginia, is essential to their domination. I believe since class began, power has been about manufacturing two separate worlds. And in this present moment, as at no time in the past, with a speed, intensity, and a ferocious sense of purpose, because the planet is the inevitable and the only ultimate authority, and will not, cannot sustain a level of breakneck destruction that the dictators, even when they call themselves Democrats, have brought down upon us all. So I believe power ongoingly manufactures two separate worlds premised on the notion of the legitimacy of a citizen-barbarian divide, a shorthand for which is an insider-outsider mindset. In previous shows, we argued that there are two aspects or sides to power's solution to Plato's problem of imperialism. And that's a different meaning definition than we're used to thinking of it as. It means the problem of outsiders or outsider ideas coming in and upsetting power's carefully crafted control over its subjects' thoughts. We argued that Bentham showed power the importance of ensuring that subjects' internalization of discipline, self-regulation, was reinforced across all social institutions. And then that the world market, via the imposition of the 19th century gold standard, power ensured that there was a structural mechanism for instilling discipline globally. So both internal and external realms were thereby conquered. And this, I'm saying, is simultaneously a recrafting of our interior landscape in conjunction with the conscious crafting of the exterior landscape, that they have created a definition, a notion of human nature that allows them to keep us confused and at each other's throat, divided. Power conquered both the internal and the external realms with this notion of the two worlds. In rereading Alice Miller and those words I mentioned earlier, that the family structure of class could well be characterized as the prototype of a totalitarian regime, it occurred to me that what instilling discipline means on the individual level is a deeply instilled belief in the legitimacy of the two worlds, the notion that for some is reserved the luxury, while others deserve the stick, that there is this internal realm of ideas, of right thought, leading to perfection, and an external realm of savagery, of ideas that lead to exclusion from grace. And that in all aspects of society, you see this inculcation of this notion in childhood with women, that using childhood as one example of the barbarian, as then women, then certain, the so-called lower classes, the so-called lower races, and then the so-called lower nations. So the notion of the two worlds is applied to all. And it's an effective ideological tactic because no one wants to be associated with the savage.